now than it would be then, and it would, if anybody's going to drink it, it would certainly be better to drink that kind than this other, because there were always, in every county, there were people who made this kind, and it was, it gave people jake leg. That was a regular disease that you got from this kind of bootleg whiskey.
White lightning was the worst term, or moonshine?
I don't know whether one was probably just as bad as the other, but I mean, it was all that bootleg whiskey, and every now and then you'd see one of the stills where the sheriff had gone out and rounded up one. I've seen them up on the square plenty of times.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you mean they put them on?
They put them up there for people to see. Because, of course, it was illegal, and sheriffs would, a lot of them, I think, many times they knew right where they were and did nothing about it, but there were other times that maybe they didn't pay off.
And they would put it on display in the square?
Yes, after they, when they would, find one, they would pick it up, you know, and bring it away with them, and exhibit it up on the courthouse lawn.
And as a lesson, or?
Well, I think curiosity, people would like to see it, and then anyway, if they left it there, they knew they'd be right back in business the next day, you see, so they confiscated it.
And put it on display, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting. How about...
I'll tell you, over in Louisiana, there was just a traffic. Of course, now somebody might buy a bottle of something in Memphis just for themselves, but the traffic was a trade deal with Louisiana. Louisiana had a regular deal with some concern here. Just came and brought it here in truckloads.
What was the motivation behind the dry movement? Was that a religious?
Well, I think it was, and a lot of people. Well, it's just like national prohibition, you know, which was. When did national prohibition, when World War I men were overseas and they could vote down so many young men that wouldn't have voted that way? And I think, wasn't that when national prohibition came in, and that brought in Al Capone and all the gangsters and everything? And then, you see, it was repealed. And then certain states were...
Still large areas, locally dry, and I'm wondering what the motivation, whether it's religious.
Oh, you mean now to this good day? Yes. Well, I think so. And then, of course, even if a state is wet, you have local option, don't you see?
Right.
And in some towns, every now and then I read about it. Sometimes they say it'll be voted down, then they'll wait a year or two and bring it up again. You see.
Yes, there's a suburb of Chicago that's dry. Evanston, Northwestern University, is...
So often I think they try to have a college town dry, don't you? I know Oxford, they've several times they've...
voted. I don't even
know how it is right now, but there would be quite a controversy about having beer legalized in Oxford. I believe it is legalized now, but for a while they didn't have any beer for sale there.
Speaking of beer, did you ever hear of homemade or homebrew?
Oh yes.
And is that a beer or an ale?
Oh yes, that was another.